were entering a realm between clandestine and forgotten, a slipstream caught between channels, the secret museum of mankind, all taking place on a stage and found only in a frequency caught between logic and myth. You were entering
Gordigo Country. Bienvenidos a Código Country, el programa que os lleva de paseo por las praderas de la música americana como si de entomólogos nos tratáramos, para ir descubriendo con lupa aquellas criaturillas que son la base del ecosistema natural de la música americana, centrándonos en los músicos que tocan en pequeña sala de conciertos, para de vez en cuando darnos el gusto de revisar alguna vaca sagrada. En el caso de hoy, llamando a uno de los grandes del folk inglés, el gran Billy Bragg. Y con excusa de su último disco, visitaremos un par de sus canciones. De su último trabajo suena ya Should Have Seen It Coming, en la que se reprocha no haber visto venir los acontecimientos.
I should have seen it coming, but I didn't have the time. Far too busy grafting to pick up on the signs. It came up through the static and hit me from behind. I should have seen it coming, but I didn't have the time. Should have seen it coming, but I looked the other way. I didn't need the trouble messing up my day. I figured if I walk on by, somebody else could pay. I should have seen it coming, but I looked the other way. I'm gonna climb. Such a thing could happen to someone like me. Thought that I was in control, but I was in jeopardy. I should have seen it coming, but I just couldn't see. I'm gonna climb. Like I was riding high, but my head was in the sand. I should have seen it coming, but I didn't understand.
Dame el beso de buenas noches y reza por mí. Deja la luz encendida en la parte de arriba de las escaleras. Dime los nombres de las estrellas en el cielo. Un árbol golpea en el cristal de la ventana. Esa sensación me abruma de nuevo. Papá, ¿es verdad que todos tenemos que morir? En la parte de arriba, de las escaleras, hay oscuridad. Cerré los ojos y cuando miré, tu nombre estaba en el libro de condolencias. ¿Y qué fue de todas las cosas que planeamos? Acepté los pésames de todos tus amigos y familiares, pero hay algunas cosas que aún no entiendo. Eras tan alto, ¿cómo pudiste caer? Algunas fotografías de un día de verano, para un niño pequeño, una eternidad atrás. Es todo lo que me queda de todo lo que hicimos. Como una pálida luna en un cielo soleado, la muerte me mira mientras paso a su lado, para recordarme que solo soy hijo de mi padre. Te ofrezco este tributo, te ofrezco este saludo al parque de tanques. De Billy Bragg, Tank Part Salute, en la que despide la memoria de su padre que cayó en la guerra de las Malvinas. Y a continuación sonará Ryan Caldwell con All I Got.
Say my prayers, leave the lights on at the top of the stairs. Tell me the names of the stars up in the sky. The tree taps on a window pane, that feeling smothers me again. Daddy, is it true that we all have to die? Top of the stairs is darkness. At the top of the stairs is darkness. Close my eyes and when I looked your name was in memorial book, and what had become of all the things we planned. I accepted the commiserations of all your friends and your relations, but there's some things I still don't understand. You were so true. How could photographs of a summer's day, a little boy's lifetime away, is all I've left of everything we've done. Like a pale moon in a sunny sky, death gazes down as I pass by to remind me that I'm but my father's son. I offer up to you this tribute. I offer up to you this Tank Park Castro struggles to his feet.
when an old bull falls down on his ass. I guess it ain't so sweet. I give it all I got, all I got, everything I ever had. I give it all I got, all I got, give it everything I ever had. I ain't holding nothing back. I was born a man, grew up to be somebody's baby. I smell like afterbirth and aftershave. After years of work, my knees gave way. I just sit around and watch her empty my ashtrays. I had some fun when I was young. I kicked some ass, it may sound dumb. I give anything to be 25 with a beard and a black eye. If the Lord knew all the shit I'd done, it's a thousand times if I failed it once. If I had left to give, you know I'd give it one more try. I give it all I got, all I got. I give it everything I ever had. I give it all I got, all I got. I give it everything I ever had. When the thing that you love gets crushed in the palm of your hand, that's when it hits you. Oh yeah, yeah, there ain't nothing I ain't giving away. I give it all I got, I give it all I got, I'm giving everything I ever.
Bueno, lo recuerdo todo muy bien, al mirar atrás. Fue el verano en que cumplí 18 años. Vivíamos en una choza de una habitación hecha polvo, a las afueras de Nueva Orleans. No teníamos dinero para comida o alquiler. Como poco, estábamos con el agua al cuello. Cuando mamá gastó, hasta el último centavo que teníamos para comprarme, un vestido de baile. Bueno, mamá lavó, peinó y rizó mi cabello. Luego pintó mis ojos y labios. Luego me subí en el vestido de baile de satén. Estaba abierto por el costado hacia mis caderas. Era rojo, con adornos de terciopelo, y me quedaba bien. Y mirando desde el espejo, había una mujer donde antes había una niña medio crecida. Ella dijo: aquí está tu única oportunidad, Fancy. No me decepciones. Aquí está tu oportunidad, Fancy. No me decepciones. Señor, perdóname por lo que hago, pero si quieres salir de esto, chica, depende de ti. Ahora marcha, es mejor que empieces a dormir en el centro. Mamá me puso un poco de perfume en mi cuello y me besó la mejilla. Luego vi lágrimas brotar en sus ojos preocupados cuando empezó a hablar. Miró nuestra miserable choza y luego me miró a mí y tomó un aliento entrecortado. Tu papá se largó. Yo estoy muy enferma y el bebé se morirá de hambre. Me entregó un medallón en forma de corazón que decía: sé fiel a ti misma. Y me estremecí al ver una cucaracha caminar por la punta de mi zapato de tacón alto. Sonaba como si otra persona estuviera hablando, preguntando: mamá, ¿qué hago? Ella dijo: sé amable con los caballeros, Fancy. Ellos serán amables contigo. Ella dijo: aquí está tu única oportunidad, Fancy. No me decepciones. Señor, Perdóname por lo que hago, pero si quieres salir de aquí, depende de ti. Ahora márchate, chica. Es mejor que empieces a moverte en el centro. Bueno, esa fue la última vez que vi a mamá. Cuando dejé esa choza destartalada, porque la gente de servicios sociales vino y se llevó al bebé, mamá murió y nunca he vuelto. Pero las ruedas del destino habían empezado a girar y para mí no había otra salida. No pasó mucho tiempo hasta que supe exactamente de qué hablaba mi mamá. Sabía lo que tenía que hacer, pero me hice la solemne promesa que iba a ser una dama algún día, aunque no sabía cuándo ni cómo. No podía ver pasar el resto de mi vida con la cabeza agachada de vergüenza. Puede que haya nacido siendo solo basura blanca, pero Fancy era mi nombre. Aquí está tu oportunidad, Fancy. No me decepciones. Aquí está tu oportunidad, Fancy. No me decepciones. No pasó mucho tiempo después de eso que un hombre benevolente me sacó de las calles. Una semana después, estaba sirviendo su té en una suite con 5 habitaciones en el ático. Desde entonces, he encantado a un rey, a un congresista y a un aristócrata ocasional. Y me compré una mansión en Georgia y un elegante piso en New York. No me ha ido mal. Ahora, en este mundo hay muchos hipócritas moralistas que me llamarían mala, criticarían a mamá por echarme a la calle. No importa cuán poco tuviéramos, y aunque no he tenido que preocuparme por nada desde hace 15 años, todavía puedo escuchar la desesperación en la voz de mi pobre mamá resonando en mis oídos. Aquí está tu oportunidad, Fancy. No me decepciones. De Bobby Gentry, la canción Fancy. Y a continuación, Dave Warner con la canción Hillbilly Gypsy Man.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress, it was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. Well, it was red velvet trim, and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a hat grew kid and stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, please. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mom's gonna help you move uptown.
Don't let me down, don't let me down.
Mama, dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said to thine own self be true. And shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on now, girl, you better start moving uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma, the night I left that rickety shack. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby, ma died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street.
And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, she was.
Well, I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done that yet.
Ain't done that.
Self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Uptown. And I guess she did.
Ha pasado demasiado tiempo desde que bailamos en la cocina. ¿No sabes lo que te has perdido desde que me dejaste sola? Cuando el sol se pone, estoy recordando. Dime cuándo vas a volver a casa. Ha pasado demasiado tiempo. Oh, mi tetera para uno no es ni la mitad de divertida. Y la almohada junto a la mía ha estado tan fría. Es tan claro, querido. Algo falta. Cariño, me estás tentando a tomar un tren de regreso a casa. Cuando esté en tu puerta te besaré. Todas las lágrimas solitarias que derramaste mientras yo estaba fuera. El polvo en mis zapatos me está poniendo triste. El dolor en mi corazón es todo por ti. Cuando canto una canción, no hay nadie aquí para escuchar. Cariño, estoy volviendo a casa. Ha pasado demasiado tiempo. De Elise LeBlanc, el tema It's Been Too Long. Y Melissa Carper se pondrá los calzoncillos al revés en Boxers on Backwards.
Oh, it's been too long since we danced in the kitchen. Don't you know what you've been missing since you left me on my own? When the sun goes down, I'm reminiscing. Tell me when you come home. It's been too long. Oh, my teapot one isn't nearly as much fun, and the pillow next to mine's been so cold. It's so clear, my dear, something's amissing. Baby, when you come home, it's been too long.
Yeah.
principio, hace mucho tiempo, nunca hubo una mujer pura como la nieve recién caída. Eso era una ilusión. Eso era mentira. La mujer era humana. La mujer era luz. Reúne las antiguas percepciones, déjalas a un lado. Solo están contando historias. Y están estorbando ahora. Porque no puedes ver el futuro. No puedes cambiar el pasado. Ven a ver a una mujer moderna. Podría tener una visión que no la dejara descansar. Podría ser una visión en un vestido de satén. Podría hacerte café. Podría hacer llover. Podría confundir una mente más pequeña sentada en un tren. Reúne las antiguas percepciones. Ven a ver a una mujer moderna. Podría ser perdonada. Podría ser culpabilizada. Podría dejarte preguntándote si alguna vez serás el mismo. Ven a ver a una mujer moderna. De Erin Ray, la canción Modern Woman. Y a continuación sonará Fatal Shore con We Had an Island.
Tell us anything about that, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the one from 95. Well, you knew that already.
Yeah, there's specifics consistent to the 95 case. Details that weren't public knowledge.
You were off the grid for 8 years, right? Show back up here 2010.
My question is,
how could it be him? If we already caught him in 95. How indeed, detectives?
I figured you'd be the one to know.
And start asking the right fucking questions.
Remember, we had an eye. Warm, wide and blue. An uncharted island. Nobody knew. Sand was a one-way car. In the palms of paper and glue. But the shadows, my doubts, were tossed by love. True, yes, it's true. But the sea that surrounded us treated treacherous reality. But in your arms each night the sun would rise, and that's all I could see. But the waters were rising, and sail away on the ship that bought me. Its masts made of my bones. It saved the skin of my body. In the hull of my soul. Remember, we had an island. From its shores, I watched the ships go by. On the ocean, your naked body laying by his side. Remember, we had an island. Warm, wild, and blue. We had an island. You remember it too. You remember it too.
Nunca fuimos adecuados el uno para el otro, después de todo. Yo era demasiado baja y tú eras demasiado alto. A tu mamá nunca le caí bien y yo nunca me llevé bien con tu papá. Y nunca fuimos adecuados el uno para el otro, después de todo. Por lo tanto, después de todo el tiempo que ha pasado, ¿por qué mi amor por ti todavía perdura? Después de todo, sí, después de todo. Según recuerdo, nunca fuimos adecuados el uno para el otro, después de todo. A mí me gustaba quedarme en casa, a ti te gustaba salir de baile. Y nunca fuimos adecuados el uno para el otro, después de todo. Según recuerdo, tú estabas en tu primavera y yo estaba en mi otoño. De Melissa Carper, suena ya From What I Recall. Y de nuestro favorito, Jason Eady, junto a los Wayward Apostles, la canción Wild-Eyed Serenade.
tall. From what I recall, we were never right for each other after all. I was much too short, and you were much too tall, and we were never right for each other after all. From what I recall, from what I recall, we were never right for each other after all. Your mama never liked me, and I never liked your pa, and we were never right for each other after all. So after all this time has passed, why does my love for you last after all? Yes, after all.
Stealer, folk singing junkie, I get high when I can't find my way. I heard Colorado is good to my kind, maybe I'll go there someday. Well, my rhymes are getting tired and my illusions are worn. I'm a preacher with nothing to say. So talk to me, Dylan. Show me a sign before I get carried away. Angels and highways and old mountain songs, mandolin plays, the trouble is along. A cloudy next morning's crawl under the night's parade. It's a hell of a ride, this wild-eyed serenade. The heroes and villains, black and white ramblers, sinners, they're just trying to hide. Movers and shakers talk too damn loud when I just want to stop for the night. Angels and highways and old mountain songs, the mandolin plays and the tremolo is long. Cloudy next morning's crawl under the night's parade. It's a hell of a ride, this wild-eyed serenade. Those words in my head. The phone is still ringing. Why won't she answer? It must have been something I said. With angels and highways and old mountain songs, the mandolin plays and the tremolo is long. Cloudy next morning crawl under the night's parade. It's a hell of a ride, this wild-eyed serenade. It's a hell of a ride on the lows and the highs, this wild-eyed serenade.
Volvemos al gran Blaze Foley para poner una canción protesta que tenía como objetivo a Idi Amin, quien fuera dictador de Uganda y es recordado como uno de los déspotas más crueles de la historia. Se estima que asesinó a entre 80.000 y 500.000 personas en los años en los que ostentó el poder, teniendo como objetivo a otros grupos étnicos, líderes religiosos, periodistas, artistas, altos ejecutivos, jueces, abogados, homosexuales, intelectuales. Springtime en Uganda. Y luego sonará Ryan Caldwell con Let's Go Crazy.
Idi Amin should be hung by his nose in front of his palace without any clothes, tied up with barbed wire and beat up with sticks, relieved of his insides and filled up with bricks. He calls on his neighbors for three meals a day. He don't save the scraps, he just throws them away. Hangs them and shoots them and tells God they died. He likes them toasted and pickled and fried. Kampala, Uganda on Saturday night, Idi Amin just stepped out for a bite. The waitress, she asked him, can I help you please? Platter of elbows, a bowl full of knees. He has got medals all over his chest. He didn't win them, he stole them, I guess. Ears in his pockets and eyes in his stew. Don't try to stop him cause he might eat you. Chomp, 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 chomp. Newspapers say he's got social disease. He screams in the bathroom whenever he pees. His sons and his daughters got syphilitic brains. They don't even plug in their electric trains. Poor kids. Idi Amin just got married again. Instead of champagne, they serve penicillin. Rings on his fingers and sores on his toes. His shankers go with him wherever he goes. Even his doggy has got syphilis too. If you were his doggy, he'd give it to you. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. He eats their babies as soon as they're born. What an awful shithead. Idi Amin should be hung by his balls, cut into pieces and tacked to the walls, so all of his horses and all of his men could never put Edie together again. Could never put Edie together again.
I can, but I ain't gonna let them down. And oh baby, let's go crazy, leave this town with all our babies, raise them like my mama raised me. Heard you in the kitchen praying, it ain't leaving gonna save us. This ain't who we are. If it ain't tough, baby, it ain't ours. Let's load our shit up in our car. Oh baby, let's go crazy. And I can't take this anymore. It's like all I do is stand, stare out that front door at the girls out on the porch laughing at what they don't know. There's a black car coming by 3 a.m. The neighbors go out and go in again, but I ain't gonna wait around. And oh baby, let's go crazy, leave this town with all our babies, raise them like my mama raised me. Heard you in the kitchen praying, it ain't leaving gonna save us. This ain't who we are. If it ain't tough, baby, it ain't ours. Let's load our shit up in our car. Oh baby, let's go crazy. And oh baby, let's go crazy. You're everything I want. You're everything I need. You're everything I love. Life is like a dream. You're everything I want. You're everything I need. You're everything I love. Life is like a dream. Everything I want, baby, let's go crazy. Leave this town with all our babies. Raise them like my mama raised me. Hurt you in the kitchen praying. It ain't leaving gonna save us. This ain't who we are. Baby, it ain't ours. Let's load our shit up in our car. Oh, baby, let's go crazy. And oh, baby, let's go crazy. And oh, baby,
despedimos ya esta entrega en la que pusimos la lupa en Billy Bragg con una canción suya, Waiting for the Great Leap Forward, en la que para él fue la forma de hacerse cargo de las ambigüedades de ser una estrella del pop político, mientras mostraba que aún creía en la afirmación de Sam Cooke, en la que decía que el cambio iba a llegar, ese gran salto adelante en el que aún tenía fe. Para críticas, opiniones y sugerencias pueden ponerse en contacto a través del mail country@codigocountry.com o en la web, donde encontraréis también links a cada artista. Y si alguno de ellos os gustó, mostrad apoyo comprando discos, camisetas, un parche o lo que sea, que son ellos los que crean y nos hacen disfrutar. Si les gustó el episodio, compartan por favor y expresen me gusta o valoren en plataformas. Muchas gracias por estar al otro lado, mimos arrumacos, abrazos a todos y no se olviden de silbarle a la vida.
For Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. The Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. The cheese pavilion, and the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. In pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the great leap forward. Sales are organised and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the great leap forward. One leap forward, two leaps back. Will politics get me the sack? Waiting for the great leap forward. Blacklist, I wanna be on it, waiting for the great leap forward. Well, it's a mighty long way down rock and roll from top of the pops to drawing a thumb. You're waiting for the great leap forward. If no one out there understands, just start your own revolution and cut out the middle man.